know me very well. You know I love love stories. The rainy day came sooner than expected. So, Inter on a new transfer. Hello. What's up? What's up over here? What has been happening? Coming to talk about myself is like I've not been here for a while. And I really love episodes of just me talking. I think that I even get most of the listening. By the way, shout out to my folks. See, my family members. Oh, goodness. Vibe Nation. You all are the best. Like the absolute best. I was going through my Anchor analytics. They call it a Spotify for podcasters now. And I saw I have people that listen from Nigeria. I mean, home folks. And I have people that listen from United States. From Ghana, Accra, oh my God, from UK, which other country, Ireland, there's so many of them. I was so shocked, like really, you all listen to this tiny voice talk. I am so happy. Canada, oh, you are holla. I know that's the best place to run to. I mean Toronto. That is a whole lot. I have a lot of other countries, but like these are the top ones. I'm so happy. This means a whole lot. The day I looked at it, I was so joyed. Joy overflow in my heart. And majority of my listeners are ladies. I didn't expect that because most of the people I rapport with are guys. Now, it is good not to assume because I assume that guys listen to my podcast more. At the time, it was like that. But I checked recently and I just saw that females are about how many percent is that again? And I do not take this for granted. See, family members, I do not in any way take this for granted. I am so super grateful. Thank you for the show of love. Thank you for always clicking that link to listen to every episode. Although you'll not be keeping in touch, you'll not be messaging me to tell me how you are and how much you love listening to my podcast. That is not for you, no, right? So please do that for me on this episode. Go to Spotify if you're listening on Spotify and just drop a reply for me. Yeah, Spotify has that feature that you can reply to a particular episode that you listen to. If you can't do that on Spotify, head over to Twitter, please send me a message that you just listened to this episode. Or we can take it a step further, screenshot this particular episode you're listening to and post it on your Instagram story. Just write my name, The Veracity Pod. I'm going to repost and be eternally grateful. My goodness, that's going to be my glory. I'm gonna love that. Please, so if you don't mind, please just do that for me. Tag me. You know, people can still see your story and still listen to the Veracity Podcast. That's more like you do the Lord's work, evangelism, and telling people about the Veracity Podcast. Thank you so much. It's been amazing. I don't get tired of saying it to you specifically. Thank you so much. Having said that, let me officially welcome you to the Veracity Podcast. That is the name of the podcast you're listening to. And this is the headquarters for Cruise and Vibes. Of course, entertainment, infotainment, and everything in between. We do that here. But majorly, it's for relaxation. It's not for something too deep. If you're looking for something deep, go listen to the diary of a CEO. I don't do the podcast recommendation right now. I should be paid for that. You put my body. Yeah, go listen to that. But here, we do all of that, but majorly for relaxing and just cooling your head and all of that. My name is Veracity, the cruise queen, the vibe mistress, vibe machine, energy goddess. You can already tell I'm all of that, just by the sound of my voice. Always hyped. I'm recording this on a Thursday, and today has been some hell of hypeness. I don't even know what comes about me sometimes. It's just on another level of vibe. I certainly love it. I love the energy for me. And it has a way of rubbing off on people that come across me. And I love it for me. I have that influence on people. Yeah, having said all of that, let's welcome you to today's episode. What are we talking about? It's not something serious. I just have a few things I want to keep on. And a lot has been happening within me, outside me, my space. Am I in a lot? I'm not sure. But a few things happening. Something good coming. Yeah, something really good coming. Amen to that. And what else? I miss my twin so much. I've not seen her for 2 whole years. 2 freaking years, people. I'm going to make sure I see her this year. Amen. Okay, I have a few things I want to really rant about, and I don't know why nobody's talking about this anymore. It has been trending recently. I think about 8th of this month, it was trending. It's month of May 2023, in case you're listening to this from the future, so you just know. Peter Obi of Labour Party, the presidential candidate for Labour Party, he's from Anambra State, who, according to the majority, won the vote, but it was stolen by some thieves in government, and he went to court. Opposition were telling him to go to court, to go and drag the matter in court. And Baba taking it clearly and went to court. He has truckloads of evidence. Now, for a very long time, I was really hopeful, oh my God, we are going to claim back the mandates. I believe in you. But after March, like the first week of March, the whole vibe died down. I was not even sure if we were going to reclaim this mandate. Me, I'm going to be sincere with you. At the point I am right now, I am not even sure if it's possible for us to reclaim this mandate. I know majority of the young people were solidly behind Peter Obi because he is a breath of fresh air. We've had the old people in power for too long. So let's just have a breath of fresh air with him. So a lot of young people rallied around him, and it is our mandate. So that's the reason I'm calling it our mandate. The matter is in court. He has a lot of evidence and all of that. At this point, I'm just wondering, is it possible to see me claim this mandate? Because it looks like INEC doesn't want to shift. Is it INEC or president now? They don't want to shift the date for the inauguration. But going to court, he was there. He was all happy and hyped and all of that. But sincerely, I'm still wondering, is it possible? Is it possible that Peter Obi can really take this back? I really want him to take it back. I really want a different Nigeria. It's not going to just happen in one day under his administration. We know that. But having him kind of give everyone a tiny bit of hope. I just feel that, well, looking at the way things are going, how many days to May 29th? I don't know the discourage, in case you're very hopeful. But recently, I came across a particular lady. I can't remember her handle right now. She tweets everything about Obi, the presidential tribunal issue, and everything happening with the whole court case. And with that tweet, I had to like it. Time I even had to go follow her. With all of the information she gives on the timeline on Twitter, you know I'm a Twitter fan, yeah? I think I'm beginning to resuscitate my hopes. Yeah, I'm beginning to resuscitate it. So I think I'm getting there. Talking about Twitter, yeah, I don't know what this man is doing. This man, I think he needs to be flogged. Yeah, this is a rant segment of it. What's his name? Elon Musk, my guy. What is happening since he became the CEO of Twitter? He just did something, rejigged something, and you just start seeing tweets of people you don't even know, like you don't have mutuals. Nobody's retweeting their tweets or liking their tweets, but you just start seeing them on your timeline. There are tweets I don't want to start seeing on my timeline. I don't want to block the people because I'm telling you, just block them. I don't want to block them because they didn't do anything to me. And I don't really enjoy seeing some of their tweets, but why do I keep seeing? Let me just see tweets of people that I follow and that follow me, and people that retweet things to my timeline. Yeah, you get. And the worst thing is, the kind of tweets I see, they are always about relationship. Hey God, what is going on? If it's even about marriage, I would like it, but it's mostly about relationship. There's this particular guy, is it Peter or they call him? You see, if you follow relationship Twitter, you would have seen this guy's tweet everywhere. This guy. And the funny thing is that he is always on point. I kind of share his thoughts about everything he says, tweets.
Okay, maybe not all, but majority of his tweets.
He's always fucking on point. And I can't disagree, so I just feel like he can keep it going. But he dragged me recently, not like directly though. He made a tweet and said, if you know you are going to transfer money from your savings back to where you transferred it from, why transfer it to your savings in the first place? I was like, who could mention my name? I transferred money to my savings. I was hoping that the money was going to save me on rainy day. Unfortunately, the rainy day came sooner than expected. So what should I do? Should I die in hunger? Excuse me, Desire, please don't break some tables, please. And there's another guy that tweets just like him. And it's pretty so cool. And recently I've been seeing a lot of South Africans tweets on my timeline. They keep talking about love as well, relationship, even friendship. It's a whole lot. And I like it. I like some of them. But I'm just angry. Why do I have to keep seeing everything about relationship all the damn time? I'm not peppered. You know, if you know me very well, you know I love love stories. Yeah. I think that just plays out everywhere. Your phone automatically just knows what you're thinking and start displaying that on your timeline.
Is it the phone now or the algorithm? I have no idea.
Even on Instagram, when I open my Instagram app, I go to explore page. You know, there's this top right of your phone, this video that keeps playing there. It's always about lovers. Husband and wife kissing, cuddling, or boyfriend and girlfriend cuddling and all of that. I'm just like, okay, wow, nice one, nice one. You are nice one. I don't just stop there. I keep scrolling. I'm saying nice one. Wow, must be nice. Congrats, congratulations. You know that face. Yeah, deep down, be feeling, but I see scrolling. I love it. I love love story. I just want to see it. And I keep seeing more. How funny. Even recently, I saw a tweet about a particular thing. The girl tweeted, what was that little thing your partner did or does that is very sweet. You find really amazing, but you never told them. People wrote stories. I was shocked. When are they love like this? God, and you all be coming on Twitter and be granting that you don't have a boyfriend. Where you want to see boyfriend? God, when? So, in all of this, some of us are writing God when. Not all of us are actually asking for God when. Some of us is just for bands. Oh my goodness, that's so, so funny. Okay, away from that, there's been this pandemic on Twitter. And it is not COVID pandemic, sorry. It's something that has been trending recently. And we all have been trying to find the root of all of this problem. It is a problem. How did somebody just wake up one day and form a word? And the thing has been selling and going viral. They even made a beat about it. I was trying to use a Snapchat filter the other day and it told me to use this particular voice for the thing that I'm about to say. I pronounced it wrongly, but thanks to my Yoruba friend, Kosi, if you're going to listen to this, hello guy. He corrected me, but I don't even remember if I'm going to pronounce it correctly again because I'm so fond of forgetting words, especially names or tribal words, all of that. You would ask, what is the word, my dear? Can you just drop it already? I called it Idan. Idan. No, I called it Idan. I-D-A-N. But my friend said it is Idan. That is a Yoruba word. And people have written different meanings to it. But I've come to the conclusion that Idan means hard guy. From the tweets I've seen, even the popular Afroko guy, Afroko doctor, had to ask, what is the origin of this Idan? Idan not go police station, and police they call Idan. Idan not do transfer. See, guy, yeah, the whole thing is crazy. How do you all come up with all of this? I've seen so many tweets about this Idan thing, and I always laugh. Like, the laughter, it a choke. Play. I hope I'm able to lay my hands on two videos. I saw a video of one guy that collated some Idan reply and posted it. I hope I'm able to lay my hands on that to play so you can hear it. It's really, really funny, guy.
Idan doesn't call police. Now police, they call Idan.
Hello, Idan, this is 911. Please, we have an emergency.
Please, I want you.
Idan won't lose his virginity because Idan never lose. Idan know they look left and right before he...
Where did they occur? Who came up with it? Like, how do you all just wake up and you come up with some of all of these words? Wait for the originate. That's crazy. Okay, I'm just on Twitter right now and I'm seeing this particular tweet from the popular Apoko doctor. He's saying, he don't they drink water, oh, he don't know kidney is important. Oh my goodness, I saw another one where somebody said, if he don't read book, now the book they gain, not the Idan guy. How much can that be? Okay, this one got me. So there's this popular girl on Twitter. She's always in some kind of dragging every now and then. She does crochet, all of that. She tweeted something as, being a deeper life hacky instills values in you. You can't lose for life. She said, I still get anxiety for telling a little lie. Somebody replied her and said, the anxiety does not apply to exposing the breast, Abi. He don't. And somebody else replied, Edan doesn't get anxiety from exposing breast. The breast is anxious of the exposure by Edan. Goodness, people are funny. Twitter is a go-to place. It's if you're in depression, except you are not going to drag somebody, do not drag you. Just go there and catch through. If you're depressed, it will help you a lot. Relax your nerves and chill out. It will help a whole lot, I promise you that. Twitter NG, Nigerians. You all should be calming down, really. Oh my goodness, I think I should call it a wrap here. Just a quick chit-chat, you know. It's been a while we did this. And we just need to catch up here and there. Thank you very, very much. Okay, we're going to meet soon next. I have a couple of episodes I've not edited. Yeah, I'll be about two guests or three. Is it three now? I can't remember. And I have another one coming up, a single all by myself. Yeah, I just stay tuned. I'm trying to stay consistent because I don't have much really going on with me. At this point, I was really busy when I started this season 5, but now I'm less busy with a lot of things, yeah? So we are focusing on the podcast now. You're going to be seeing us everywhere. I can guarantee you that. You know now. What's up, folks? You all know now, eh? By the way, follow me. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Veracity Pod. Please, please, I'm begging. I'm on my nails. I'm begging you on my nails. You all, please do that for me. And do well to share, recommend this podcast to your folks. It would do a whole lot for me, for the brand. We're trying to sell out. Do you get? Until next episode, we are going to be chatting, talking. Do have an amazing week, day, month. In short, the year as well. Veracity saying, keep the vibe vibing, keep it 100%. The vibes never die.